Kia ora and welcome back to the show. And now my final guest of the morning. I'm very excited to have creative director of the Off Centre Festival, Chris Archer, in the studio. Good morning, Chris.
Kia ora, Liam.
How are you going?
Yeah, pretty good. Pretty good. A week out to the kind of grand kickoff.
Yeah, it must be exciting.
Yeah, it's totally exciting. I mean, it's the largest thing, festival or, you know, arts thing that we've done since the earthquakes.
Wow. Yeah. And I mean, we've just celebrated 12 years. Yeah. Celebrated is probably the wrong word, but
acknowledged.
12 years since the earthquakes. So that really, in the scope of things, is a long time since something of this scale. So I guess to someone who's not quite familiar with Off Centre yet, how would you kind of describe it to them?
Well, it's coming back to that word celebration. I think it's a celebration of the arts and the kind of diversity of the art of artists working here in Otatahi, Christchurch. So yeah, I think that probably sums it up. Across a range of things from theatre, dance, music, markets, busking, you name it, it's there.
Yeah, I think that's so fitting, you know, for kind of this, you know, the art centre's pretty much done. We're close with the renovations as we're talking.
Yeah.
What a brilliant way to kind of celebrate that fact than having basically what sounds like every Ototahi artist under the sun coming to do something.
Absolutely. I mean, the whole kaupapa of the festival is a party
yeah, cool.
to celebrate
cool.
where we've got to. We've done everything that we can up to this point in time until we can fundraise for some more dosh to kind of finish the last two stone buildings and the student union, the old ducks.
Very exciting. So I guess you probably, with this many, I mean, someone only needs to see the program to realize how much is going on. I assume it uses pretty much every available space of the art centre, does it?
We've maxed it out.
Yeah.
We've totally yeah. maxed it out. And in fact, you know, a big headache of putting the festival together was just the kind of logistics around, you know, if we use this venue or this open space, are we going to get sound bleed over here? And we've tried to kind of mitigate that as much as possible. But, you know, it's the nature of the event. And
yeah.
if we want a party, yeah. there's going to be something happening all over the place all the time.
Yeah. I'm curious, what are you most looking forward to? Or I guess as creative director, you can't be too biased towards anything, can
yeah,
you?
Yeah, it's really tricky. I suppose, I mean, you know, we've said that it's all local. We have got a headline act from Wellington, Auckland, Tiny Ruins. So really looking forward to having them perform in the Great Hall. And it was a kind of follow-up to seeing Holly and David Mitchell at Word Christchurch last year.
Ah, yes. Yeah.
So
yeah.
that was a great show. And also just a play on the name of the band, Tiny. Well, we're not tiny. We're not in ruins anymore.
It's kind of fun kind of, like that, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
It's funny because we're just talking about Tiny Fest before this, and
yeah.
I keep getting the two mixed up. I was like, oh my God, there's so many Tinies.
And I just kind of like to say that, just on that note, there's still some tickets for sale for that. And,
yeah, right.
Like to do a special deal for RDU listeners. So,
oh,
you know, if you go to the booking site on the, you know, if you just Google Arts Centre, Off Centre, you'll find Tiny Ruins there. And there's a discount code you can lock in, which is just RDU10, and that will get you $10 off a ticket.
Oh my God, thank you. That's fantastic. Oh, brilliant. Oh, I'm excited now. So I take it you've seen probably a lot of the renovations at this point.
Yeah.
What are you kind of most excited for people to see?
I think it's going to be exciting for people to actually just be able to walk from the east side of the site right through to the west because, you know, since the earthquakes, we've been a site cut in half.
Yeah, yeah.
So you can actually walk through the whole thing now.
Wow.
So, you know, I think it's those outdoor spaces where people will kind of have further memories of like eating down, you know, what was fictionally known as Salmonella Alley.
I remember it very fondly. No, Salmonella though. Didn't get any of that.
I didn't either. You know,
I was thinking actually the other day, you know, there is actually a generation of kids in Christchurch now who have not grown up knowing the Arts Centre.
No, that's right.
So that's going to, I think, be really special for them, I think, to be able to see this thing that they've probably never thought about, but was once, you know, an absolute staple.
Yeah.
And families would go there every weekend type thing.
Yeah.
How long have you been involved in the Arts Centre?
I've been, this is my fourth year
working there. Right, cool,
yeah.
So I thought I'd just give you a moment as well to kind of, I mean, there are so many things. I can't really expect you to rack off the entire program. But I thought it might just be like a good moment to kind of walk through some of the things happening during the program.
Sure, absolutely. So for music fans, we've got an outdoor stage in Market Square. So we've got bands like Eat My Shorts.
Mm-hmm.
We've also got singers Mousy, Min Kim, performing, Phoebe Vick, who's just kind of about to release an EP.
Yeah, soon. I had her in the other week as well. And she's an incredible presence to have as well.
Absolutely. And they've even got some the Wollaston Brass doing their thing there. So I think I'm also excited by a space that is just opening up for the first time, which is in the North Quad, which is going to be a little theatre artist studio space. It's kind of like a traditional black box. So there are a couple of theatre performances there by Asian Kiwi companies, and also a dance performance by Jolt Dance. So I think, you know, spaces are limited to 40, but it's the first time that we're opening that space to the public.
Cool.
Yeah.
I'm curious because there'll be many listeners and many people, including myself, have never organised anything like this or thought to. How has the whole experience been for you?
It's actually been great. I mean, the thing around the Arts Centre is, you know, in our charter, the Arts Centre is for everyone. We work under the fact that the Arts Centre is for the people of Christchurch and visitors. So we've kind of tried to mirror that in the way that we've put the program together. I've worked with a team of contractors, of other artists and producers in the city. So we kind of wanted to mirror that, the fact that it's just not my ideas. It's community collaborative thing.
Yeah.
And in that case, we've all brought different ideas to the table. And I must admit, just have had a lot of laughs along the way.
Cool.
Yeah.
And what I love is really it seems all these ideas are brought to the table. And it seems as though you've just picked up all the ideas and gone, right, let's do all of them.
Yeah, it certainly grew a lot more than we originally anticipated. But there's also a list of other, you know, artists we would have loved to have had.
Yeah, totally.
You know? And I think that's the amazing kind of thing for me to realise how much talent we have in the city. It's just, it's mind-boggling.
Yeah, I really feel like this is going to kind of raise our joy and happiness and morale in the city. It's going to be such a cool festival. Chris, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Hey, you're welcome.
And just before we go, RDU10 gets you a little discount. What website is this? The Arts Centre website.
If I say Google Arts Centre Off Centre.
Yeah.
Although even if you just go to the Arts Centre website, the homepage, the landing page is all Off Centre.
Great.
And that'll take you down to the page for Tiny Ruins.
Brilliant. Well, Chris, thank you so much for joining me.
Hey, thanks, Liam. Thanks for having me.